the man had bought that property. Now they couldn't stop him from building on it because there was nothing wrong with the soil. And they began to build a place there that give glory to God. And see, these people who would pray, who prayed over that, began to exercise authority from heaven and exercise authority into the spirit realm to cleanse that property. And, you know, I know that God can do that in our own lives as well. When things begin to contaminate our own lives, whether it be demonic forces or things that are initiated by demonic forces like sickness and disease. But I got this in my spirit. Well, I believe that Jesus Christ wants his body walking in wholeness, in healing, in the power of God. He wants to demonstrate who he is through his body. He desires for the power of the Holy Ghost to come and flow through us, through our hands, and the power will go into individuals driving out sickness and disease. And everybody will know that it was the power of God, amen, not man. And Jesus will get the glory. Praise the name of the Lord God forever. Glory to his name. So we can speak into the spirit realm. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. This speaks to us about one of the ways that demonic forces are dealt with. And it says in verse 16 of Matthew 8, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. Now there must have been other people who believed besides the demon-possessed people, because they brought them to Jesus. Now the church had to be so convinced that Jesus can heal people, that we'll want to grab a hold of people and bring them to church. Bring them to a place where they'll be prayed for and ministered to. So that it'll be an environment where the opportunity for the Spirit of God to be able to move. It's from you, the people of God, that his anointing will flow through. It's from you that the anointing will flow, that will touch people, and that you'll see demons fly out of people. And people who thought they were living good lives didn't realize it, but there was demonic forces that were hindering them from experiencing the joy of the Lord. And they'll be delivered from those demonic forces. They don't even know that they're hanging around, that they're carrying them. But because of people's faith in God and determination to live for God, some of those demonic forces are subdued and even lying dormant. And they don't even know they're there. And every once in a while, they do a little bit of damage, but they can't do much because of the sheer commitment of God's people. But there's coming a day when those will be exposed, and those people even will be delivered, and it'll be just like a little dog that was, you know, harassing them all their lives has been run off. Those demonic forces will be run off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. Cast them out with a word. That's the way you deal with demonic spirits. You cast them out with a word. You speak the word to a demonic spirit. He cast them out with a word and healed all who were sick. Now, the word of God, we cannot underestimate the power that's in the word. The anointing is on the word. The power of God is on the word. In fact, in Psalms 119:114, it says, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. I put my hope in your word, God. In other words, God, everything that you've said to me through your word and also prophetically, that is where I put my hope, that word will come through, that word will be manifested. In Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, I sent my word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. His word went forth and began to deliver them from all their destructions. And you might say, well, I can't remember. I read the word a lot of times, but I can't get it all. It seems like when I try to recall it, it doesn't come back. Well, don't worry about that. Just believe that as you read it, it is going deep within your spirit, and God will bring it back to you when you need it. And he might bring it back to you in a way that you don't expect it at all, in a way that you're not even thinking about. You may have heard the story about this lady who was a Christian. She was a believer. And she believed in the word of God and so forth. And she was at home one night, and a couple of people were trying to break into her home. And she got really scared because of what was taking place. And she started thinking about the word of God, and she didn't know what it said, but the word, a reference to a scripture came to her mind. And it was, the reference that came was Acts 2:44. And she didn't know what that meant. And she was laying in bed, but she was terrified. And people were, she could hear them kind of break in. So she just kept hearing this, Acts 2:44. She didn't even know what it meant, Acts 2:44. So she jumped out of bed and started hollering, Acts 2:44, Acts 2:44. And those men left. Amen. They took off. And later on, the police caught them. And they wanted her to come in and verify that, you know, these were the people who tried to come in. And the police officer asked them, how come you took off from this when this lady's house and didn't continue to break in? Well, they said, we were there and we heard this lady screaming and yelling that she had an axe and 244s up there. So when we heard that, we took off. Now, that's an interesting concept because you know what Acts 244 is? Is that they all communed together in one place and had all things in common. That's the scripture reference. What would that do with people coming in? Well, that's what she needed to hear. God gave her at that particular time to keep her in safety. That may be a way that we think that God, you know, wouldn't use. We wouldn't think of that way, but he used it there and set her totally and, you know, protected her in the process. If we're sensitive to the Spirit, we don't have to understand. All we have to do is believe. Now, let me say that again. The things of the Spirit, you don't always have to understand them. You have to believe in them. If you believe, all things are possible. Not if you understand. If you believe, all things are possible. When you become sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you begin to believe His Word, then you know that all things are possible because of the Holy Spirit. And then when you're staying in tune with the Holy Spirit and you begin, and when a situation like that happens, and you hear that and you think, well, that must be from God. I don't know what it means right now. I don't know what it can do for me right now, but it must be from God, so I'm going to act on it. I wouldn't want to run into a lady with an action 244s. Now, well, my time's getting almost gone here, so. Well, I got to read a little bit about the temptation of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Now, I'm going to try to read through it pretty quickly so we can move on. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Now, here's the lion devil coming to Jesus and tempting him. But Jesus said, it is written. It is written. In other words, he began to speak the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The devil is quoting Psalm 91 to him. The devil is trying to use the word to entice Jesus. Jesus is a man in this situation. He is being tempted as a man. Now, he has the Holy Spirit, and he's a man who never sinned, but he's being tempted as a man. That's why the scripture says that God will not let us go through anything beyond what we're able to bear. He knows what we can bear because Jesus bore it as a man, just like you and I. Verse 7 says, Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Now, the devil showed him all the kingdoms in a flash. In the spirit, you can do things like that. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Here's the devil saying that he'll give Jesus all the kingdoms of the world if you fall down and worship me. Remember, Jesus referred to the devil as the God of this world. He knew that these were in his authority. You know, how did the devil get authority? Well, because God gave man dominion over the earth, when man sinned, when he committed treason, when Satan enticed man gave his authority over to Satan, and then Satan became the God of this world. Now, this is an interesting concept, folks, because before that, who was the God of this world? Man. Man was the God of this world. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him have dominion. Let him rule, let him reign. Let him be the one who calls the shots upon the earth. But when man fell and committed treason, then Satan became the god of this world through Adam's fall, through Adam's sin. And that's why he could say to Jesus, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world if you will bow down and worship me. Do you know that's one thing that the devil is looking for? He is looking for people to worship. He craves worship. You know, many theologians believe that he was originally a worship leader in heaven before he fell and he was cast down. He craves worship. He craves the worship that belongs to God. And that's why he went to Jesus and said, look, I'll give you all this stuff if you'll bow down and worship me. Now, this should speak to us about some of the things that we know darn well that's coming over the TV, for instance. We know where it's inspired from. We know the pornographic things that are coming over the television. We know the things that underwrite and erode the principles of the kingdom of God and so forth. We know all these things. We know the source of where it's coming from. So that should help us to discern what we should watch on that television and what we shouldn't, because we'll be influenced by that. He is the God of this world, and he's trying to influence you and I so that we'll worship him. And if we enjoy this stuff that he's putting out, this that he's spewing out, the pornographic things and all the rest, if we enjoy that, it's like worship to him. It really is. It's like worshiping the devil when we look at pornographic things that have been inspired by demonic forces. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this age. And if we're going to pull our spiritual socks up, some of this stuff we're going to have to get out of our lives, folks. It's just not going to, we're not going to be able to allow it if we expect to see the power of God come in a new measure. Jesus said, it is written. Even after that, he said, it is written. And actually, after he spoke that those words out, he said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only. We have been given all things to be victors in this life that we're in. There's a psalm, Psalm 103:20. It says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel to do his word, who run after. They hear his word and they run to do it. And that's, if we were to continue on reading in that passage in Matthew, we'd find out that when Satan, when he said, away with you, Satan, then the angels came to minister to Jesus. The Father gave a word. Angels, get down there now and minister to my son. And immediately they were there. They acted quickly when they heard the word of the Father. There's things that take place when the word goes forth. Now, in Psalm 34:7, it says, and the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Now, listen to this. In studying this, the literal translation actually means that he arms them like you would arm an army. He provides weaponry to them. The actual translation says, in fact, Young's literal translation says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he arms them. In other words, he gives you weapons to do warfare. He gives you weapons to keep the enemy back. On Wednesday night, we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Last Wednesday night, I talked a lot about speaking in other tongues, praying in other tongues, which is a powerful, powerful weapon of God. And as we continue to use that, we will see our spiritual awareness, astuteness, come up to a higher and greater level. I want to give you an example of how this can work. When we pray, when we become sensitive to the things of the Spirit, God will speak to us and protect us. There's a couple of pastors many years ago now, and I guess probably 40 years ago or so or more, in Texas, Pastor Goodwin and his wife, they were pastors in the oil patch in Texas, and they were just getting familiar with the whole concept of the gift of the Spirit when it comes to praying in other tongues. And one night they were in bed, and the woman woke up, and she had this burden to pray for somebody. She didn't know who it was, but she felt that she had to pray for somebody that was in her congregation, that was in danger. And she told her husband, and he said, well, let's just pray together, and let's pray, and maybe God will release a word or something so we'll know who it is. And so they prayed for quite a while, and until about 4 o'clock in the morning, they weren't getting any release at all. And then about 4 o'clock in the morning, the pastor said, well, let's just pray that that person, whoever it is, I don't know who it is, they were praying according to Romans chapter 8, verse 26, that we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit within us does know, and with groanings that cannot be uttered, he will begin to pray. So when we're praying in other tongues, when we're praying being moved by the Spirit of God, we're praying out a prayer that we don't know nothing about, but yet things are getting accomplished. So they had been doing that all night. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, he said, we don't know who it is, but Lord, just give them a dream or something. Let them know that there's danger ahead. So they went to bed. And because they had prayed so late, they were up so much, they got a call on in the morning. Then they were still in bed, but they got a phone call, and it was their Sunday school superintendent. And the Sunday school superintendent worked in an oil patch. And he said, I need to tell you something. He said, this morning when I got to work, the foreman came to me and said, the guy who works on top of the rig here, he never showed up this morning, so I want you to go up there and work today. So he said, okay. So he started up the ladder to walk up to the high part of the old, I don't know nothing about oil rigs, but to walk up there to work. And he got up about 14 rungs up the ladder and turned around, came back down. And he went to the foreman and said, I'm not working up there today. And he said, why not? He said, well, last night I had a dream. And in the dream, I came into work this morning, and the guy that usually works up there never showed up for work. And I was asked to go up there, so I went up, and about a short time after, about 10 minutes after I was up there, a cable snapped and took my head off. My head fell down the ground. So he said, I'm not going up there today. And there was this other man that was there, and he said, well, I'm not superstitious. I'll go up there. And he went up there, and he was up there, hardly even got started. And a cable snapped, and he lost his head, decapitated him. Now, praying in the Spirit, that couple, they didn't know anything about it, but it saved that man's life. It saved that man's life. Now, that ought to give you a good idea of who you need to be, about what the people believe who you're connected with. You see, Debbie and I believe that those kind of things can happen for the people that God has given us charge over. But I also believe that can happen to you guys when I'm in danger. I'm in danger. When I'm in danger, I trust the intercessions that come forth for me to be able to protect me as well. But they didn't know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit on the inside knows. Praying in other tongues is a weapon that will bring us into the realm of the Spirit that will cause us to be able to stand against the demonic attacks of the enemy. If we'll practice it. If we'll push in that area and pray by faith, believing. You see, whenever you step out and pray in other tongues, you pray by faith. Believing, because it may seem like there's nothing happening around at all, but you pray out by faith. I've been doing a lot of teaching in that. I'm going to continue because I believe that's an arena that we have to become comfortable with, because what God wants to do in these end days is going to be so much by the Spirit of God that you and I are going to have to go through the door of praying in other tongues to be able to function in the gifts of the Spirit and move in the operation of the Spirit. And we'll operate in the Spirit to the degree that we pray in the Spirit. And I'm believing for an increase in that. Are you? Yes. Will you believe with me?
Yes.
Will you stretch your faith in that area and pray?
Yes.
Will you set yourself apart, even through as much as you can? Take a half an hour a day and pray in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to be even praying about anything. But you can just get down on your knees or whatever way you pray. For me, most of the time it's walking around and praying. But I just often go, Lord, I don't know what you want to pray. I don't know what needs to be prayed out right now. I really don't. I can think of some things from the natural, and I'll pray them out in the natural. But I know there's a whole lot more. So I'm just going to yield myself to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to pray through me. I'm going to yield, and I'm going to pray as the Holy Spirit gives me the utterance. I'm going to pray as the Holy Spirit gives me the words to speak out in another language. And those words will speak out divine mysteries, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. That divine mysteries, divine secrets, you see, that was a secret that those people had prayed out. That was a secret. They didn't know about it. They didn't know their Sunday school superintendent was in danger. They didn't know who it was. But as they prayed out in tongues, that mystery, that secret was prayed out so that they could be set free. And some of you are dealing with some issues in your life that you don't know which way to go. You don't know where to go this way or that way. You don't even know. You've been traveling on a road for a while now, and it hasn't been working, and you know it hasn't been working, and you don't know what to do. You need to pray in the Holy Spirit, and He will show you. He'll begin to reveal to you the path that you need to go on. But if you try to figure out in the natural, you'll get what you've already got. But the Holy Spirit wants to take you to a deeper level and a deeper measure. And don't ever count on man. Don't ever try to crawl up to success on somebody else's back, because you'll be looking to the arm of the flesh to get you to a place where only the Spirit can take you.